Welcome to the Just Ingredients podcast. I'm Cara Lynn, and here we talk all things nourishing to the mind, body, and soul. This is a place where you can find just good ingredients to life. This week on the podcast.
And if there's one thought that changed my entire life with this experience, you have to see it as an investment. Stop the diet and build a lifestyle.
Do you not think in 2024, doctors understand a little bit more about Crohn's and IBS and things like that?
Well, let's ask the question. Well, what is that? We don't know. Well, what causes it? We don't know. Well, what is it? It's chronic inflammation in the bowel, and we don't know what causes it. Here's some steroids, biologics, or antibiotics. See you later. If you're really sick, only eat what you cook and then study how you do with those foods.
Dane Johnson is the founder and CEO of Crohn's Colitis Lifestyle and a board-certified nutritionist specializing in reversing Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. Dane's story ignited through extreme personal hardship, fighting for his life from a fierce Crohn's colitis diagnosis, nearly taking his life in December 2014. He has successfully worked with kids as young as three and adults 70 years young. He has unlocked great success no matter a client's diet preference, medication use, past surgeries, or past failures using natural remedies. His passion, unique experience, and niche in the field of IBD has empowered him to create unparalleled value for real long-term symptom relief for all those suffering from inflammatory bowel disease. Welcome back to the episode, everyone. I am really excited for today's guest because his story is incredible. I'm really excited for him to share his story. I know some of you will relate. I know some of you battle the same issues that he did years ago. And so welcome to the show, Dane, and thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I feel blessed to be here and everyone out there dealing with gut health issues. I hope this is a life-changing conversation. I'm going to give you everything I can with the time we have and realize healing is possible. Thank you for having me.
Like I said, I'm excited for you to share your story with them. So let's just start with that. Will you tell them a little bit about yourself and your story, your background, and how you got to be where you are today?
Yeah, it's really a pain to purpose story. I started off as a regular old guy. I had nothing special about growing up in the middle of Virginia in the woods. And I grew up eating fast food. We didn't know what organic was. You know, back in the early 90s, you kind of ate what you want to eat, right? And we didn't have any health issues in the family, so we didn't think much of it. I worked at Papa John's Pizza when I was 13 years old, so I obviously ate Papa John's Pizza 3 to 4 times a week to save a buck, making $5 an hour. And I ate McDonald's and all that type of stuff. By the time I was 19, and I noticed some issues at 13, 14, bloating, gas, things like that. But by the time I was 19, I started getting blood in the stool. And I was, you know, some things that maybe people can relate with is I was really into exercise and weightlifting. So I was drinking a ton of whey protein at GNC, right? As I like to say, General Narcotic Center. So I didn't know anything about quality protein. I was just thinking macros. How much protein can I get in and weighs better than other forms of protein, right? And I started getting blood and I didn't know what it was. It scared me. I didn't want to share it with anybody. And I was in college. So I was a sophomore in college and I was trying to get in shape. And I was, ironically, I later found out that I was sacrificing my health to be fit.
Oh, interesting.
I was sacrificing my health to be fit. Take more pre-workout, push your adrenals harder, drive in any kind of protein. Doesn't matter if you can't even break it down. Doesn't matter if you're getting acne or foul-smelling bowel movements or loose stool. I just wanted to look my best. And that just kind of kept going. And then I finally, it got worse and worse. And I took a job in Washington, D.C., working, reselling Oracle software to the federal government. My first big boy job. And I was miserable. I had been living on the beach in college in Charleston, South Carolina. And, you know, and full-time college for all my youngsters out there going through this, it's 15 hours a week, it's 15 credit hours. So I went from that to an hour commute there and back, sleeping on my dad's couch, $50,000 in college debt, working under fluorescent lights all day long with a suit and tie. And just trying to get out of the debt, just like a lot of us are. And I just, the stress and everything got worse and worse. And actually within about a year working there, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, and I was just a kid trying to make it and under a lot of stress, missed my friends, was eating crap food, trying to still eat cheaply because I'm in debt. I'm only making so much.
Makes sense.
I'm trying to eat whatever I can find, right? How a lot of us think. And I started getting tons of blood in the stool. I started having 10, 12 bowel movements a day. Then my mom stepped in, like all mothers out there listening right now. My mom was my avenger.
And good for her.
Oh man, Shel, we'll get into her. She saved my life basically. But she had me go to the doctor. Doctor goes, you've got left-sided ulcerative colitis. You're going to have this for the rest of your life. You need to be taking these medications. And so I was doing what the doctor told me. So at a young age, I didn't know anything about natural medicine. I didn't know anything about food. I ate whatever was in front of me, just like my friends in the middle of Virginia. And I was diagnosed with incurable disease. I didn't know what to think about it. Then, you know, the family's looking at it and going, well, this is pretty intense. So fast forward after that, I decided to quit my job and I moved to California. So that was my sign that, you know what, you got a year under your belt with a job, you got a college degree, you're done, hang it up. And I went and became a waiter in Orange County, Huntington Beach, California.
Oh, love it. That's where my husband's from.
And ironically, I got fired from my first waiter job after my big boy job in Washington, D.C. tried to give me a raise and another job to stay.
Oh, wow.
Because I was good at it.
And then, funny.
And then the fish joint said, you're not good enough. I thought that was hilarious.
Oh, that is funny.
And I'm taking prednisone and mesalamine, and it was helping a bit, but then it stopped. So I got off the prednisone, symptoms come back. Mesalazine's not strong enough. A lot of people will understand this. So then fast forward over years, I just went on stronger drugs and stronger drugs. I was not trying to go against the doctors. I was not trying to be a Wild West man. I just wanted my life back. I was in my early 20s and I had moved out to California, and it was just like, give me whatever you need, whatever. Someone else figure it out. So that was one of the first mistakes I made that we'll talk about on how I actually got results. But I just delegated out the responsibility of being sick.
Makes
sense. Society told me to.
Yep.
Right? It was well, my doctor. It was this GI doctor. It was this primary care physician. It was my mom's problem. It was my dad's problem, you know. And I never really took responsibility for it. And I didn't want to because it wasn't my fault.
Hmm.
And that's what we do a lot of times in life. It's not our fault. It's not our responsibility. And that's just not how you, that's not how you win in life. And so year after year, it just got a little worse and a little worse and a little worse. And I went on Remicade and I was on and off prednisone, like Skittles. I was on different Lyalda. And then I went on 6-MP that got me really sick. And then I went on methotrexate that didn't work. And I was just getting stuck. So I was on the strongest drugs they had. I was just getting worse.
Wow.
So by the time I was 26, I was stuck in a hospital for a month straight.
Wow.
And I dropped to 122 pounds. As you see me today, I'm 189.
Yeah, that's a lot to drop.
From right now, 60, you're talking 67 pounds from my today weight.
Wow.
So I lost so much weight. I couldn't walk. So I was having 25 bloody bowel movements a day. I was already on all the medications. I had already tried natural medicine and famous diets, SED diet, fasting, bone broth diet. I had done some paleo and carnivore, which I had success in some because a lot of people don't realize this, but I was actually practicing and studying natural medicine from 23 to 27 when I almost died.
Hmm.
So that was the thing about my case. I wasn't just sitting back doing the drugs. I did that, but it was within a year or two, I started looking at diets. And my mom was buying books, Jordan Rubin's book, and a few other people, Ann Baroque, who had healed, became a good friend of multiple sclerosis. God bless her soul. She passed away. But there was a few other people I started looking at as leaders and trying, but I didn't get any results with it.
Interesting.
And then I got a little results as I finally, like right before, like at 25, I started getting results. That's a story for another time. We can get into the intricacies. But the point was, I started getting some results and then it became life-threatening and we didn't know why. So, you know, supplements weren't working, diets weren't working. It just got worse and worse. Checked myself in the hospital. I was in there for a month straight. I nearly lost my life December 14th, 2014. My dad flew out. My sisters flew out. My mom flew out. They took turns sleeping basically on the floor of the hospital to watch me through the night, take a bedpan, put it under my butt, and I would just relieve blood and water.
Oh my goodness.
25 times a day.
Wow.
So at the hospital, the doctors didn't know what to do either. So while I was there, I went on three different types of antibiotics because they thought it was a bacteria. They said, he's got to get something. I was on 200 milligrams of infused prednisone. The most they'll give you orally is 60 milligrams.
So oh my goodness.
We're talking max dose of prednisone in IV infused. We're getting antibiotics. I'm on Ambien to sleep. And then I was on Dilaudid, which is 7 times stronger than morphine. So we're talking legalized
heroin.
Oh
my goodness. Yeah.
And so he worked me up. The pain was so bad, it got worked up to about 3 grams. So it's what you give someone who's on, you know, cancer patient losing their life, extreme. That's the highest dose you can give someone. So I was floating in clouds through the hospital, you know?
Yeah.
Me and the wall were having great conversations. So
wow.
I don't remember a lot of this. I have flashes and I don't like to dive in because when you go through so much of that trauma, your mind and your spirit tries to forget.
I'm
so
sure.
When I talk about it a lot, it pulls it up. So I'll try to pull up a little bit, but control it because it was intense. No one should have to go. And this is one of the things that got me here today is no one should have to go through what I went through without the resources, knowledge, and skill set that I later came to find that were not being shown to me or talked to me by the biggest hospitals, UCLA, Cedars-Sinai, Mayo Clinic. I spent thousands, my family spent thousands flying around to the biggest doctors, biggest hospitals. And everyone kept me telling me the same thing. You got to get your colon removed and you got to be on biologics for the rest of your life. You probably need to file for disability and move back in with mom, back in Virginia.
Wow. That's all they could give you.
That was, And you know, back in 2010, 11, and 12, it was even, people were talking about nutrition even less. That was even more.
Oh, I do know that.
Kept saying food has nothing to do with this. And how many of us have heard that with chronic disease? Food has nothing to do with it.
And they were telling you that?
Oh, all the time.
And that is unbelievable. Like, I understand doctors saying that for joint pain or chronic fatigue or depression, because that's what they told me back 17, 18 years ago. But for digestive issues, my goodness.
And that's what gave me the confidence. I was a young kid and I was just trying to do what everyone told me to get better. But after years of failure, and I think my family spent $30,000 trying to get me better the first year, and I was worse than when we started. And so it started dawning on me. Like, I'm a bit of an independent soul. So I can go against the grain and tell someone, shove it, if I have a feeling that you don't know.
Good for you.
So I'm a 25-year-old punk kid looking at these doctors with 500 letters behind their name and 40 years of experience going. And I went to one doctor and I remember I said, hey, doc, I didn't eat yesterday and my bowel movements were only like 9 or 10. Now, I know I can't not eat every day, but usually they're 18 or 20. Any correlation? And the GI doctor, you know, he has 5 minutes with me. He goes, no correlation. That has nothing to do with Crohn's colitis.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, this guy, you're telling me if I can move the needle, there's no correlation? I know it's drastic, but the needle can move, sir.
Right.
That's when I started to start thinking a little bit more independently. And I was said, I've taken all your drugs. I've been doing this for years. My family's going broke. You're telling me nothing matters. That's when I went outside of the normal and started looking around and really looking at that. And the doctors, you know, when they gave me all those medications, I was also on TPN feeding tube. So I stopped eating, you know, so it was as bad as it gets. And the doctors weren't sure if I was going to make it. And that's when mother hen stepped in and really did save my life. And the conventional medicine saved my life too. I want to give credit where credit's due. If it wasn't for conventional doctors, I'd be dead. If it wasn't for my mother, I'd be dead as well. Because she took it upon herself to stay in that hospital for 4 to 6 weeks while I was there. And she started calling every doctor I'd ever seen for the last 3 or 4 years. And there was one doctor in Florida who had, I'd done a million colonoscopies, but in one of his colonoscopies, he found in one sample, the cytomegalovirus.
Interesting.
And he said, you know what? To my mom, he said, I think that virus is somehow run rampant in his body and his body cannot control it and it's killing him.
And was that the case?
They gave me chemotherapy. We had to talk the insurance companies. Mom's on getting a doctor. She tells this GI doctor what this GI doctor. She's got this GI doctor in Florida talking to this guy in California. You two need to talk to each other, right? Which, and then she calls up the insurance and says, you need to give my son this antiviral chemotherapy or he's going to die. And then she gets the other doctor to talk to the insurance. And they're screaming because the insurance, I have crappy insurance at this time. You know,
oh, I'm
I was
sure.
trying to be.
After all you've gone through.
Yeah, you know, I didn't have good insurance and I was working as an actor and model and stuff like that. And I was in SAG and things. It was just a whole thing. But they basically talked the insurance to say that if you don't do it, this kid's going to pass away. It's going to be on your shoulders. And they scared him basically into giving me about a $5,000 or $10,000 sample. And I snapped out of it. I became conscious 24 hours later.
Wow.
So at that point, I wasn't conscious. And I was having these crazy dreams and, you know, my mom, we have an interview. My mom talks about it because I don't really recall a lot of it, but I'm talking to my supposedly twin sister. I'm looking out the window, talking to people, all this crazy stuff, psychotic breakdowns. It was a very extreme time, but I snapped out of it. And within a week, I decided to check myself out of the hospital because they couldn't do anything for me. Mm-hmm. And they'd already been telling me, get your colon removed. And I would have been so sick, they couldn't even remove it. I didn't want to do that. I was 26, 27. So I nearly died right like 3 weeks after my 27th birthday. And I'm 37 now. So November is my birthday, and December is when I almost passed. So I checked myself out, and I was housebound for a year. I was bedrested for about 2-3 months. When I got home, I was basically a vegetable physically and emotionally. I had been on so many drugs, it was hard for me to think. It was a daze. You know, I had a big old beard and long hair, and I was skin and bone, and I couldn't walk. And my mom, you know, had to go back to work. So her and my big sister took turns living with me in California because I didn't want to go back. I didn't want to lose my place. Mm. So that was one thing over the years, is I kept trying to keep my life up because it was what gave me some sense of hope.
Hope, yeah.
That I could be my own person. I had my dreams. Yeah, they took care of me. And I mean, we watched Netflix and Space Odyssey and all that for so long. And it took about 2 months for me to be able to walk more than 30 feet.
Wow.
And, you know, I just remember the pain because my muscles were, there's so much atrophy in my muscles, to massage them was extremely painful. You could take a 80-pound little person and just lightly go like that, and it was painful. And the bottom of my feet, the skin was falling off because I had so much toxins. And your body stores toxins in fat. I had no fat.
Oh, interesting.
And
so, yeah.
And my sister, I remember her talking to me. She thought I was brain dead. She thought I was never going to come back. But it was a lot of pain. It was a lot of hurt. I didn't know why it happened to me. But luckily enough, the years prior, I had already decided to go back to natural medicine school to get trained. I had two naturopath professors close by in Los Angeles who become good friends, who I'd go to lunch with and dinner. And I just eat up their energy about spiritual healing and emotional healing and physical healing and tie it all together. So luckily, I had a bit of past of that already, because I already decided I was going to get into natural medicine before I went through that experience. So I think really God put me in that position because, as they say, God doesn't give you a test that you can't handle. And I was way more ready for it when that extreme thing happened than 4 years prior at first diagnosis. And if I'm scaring anyone out there, if I have anything to say about it, you won't have to go. Your children won't have to go through what I went through. No one should have to go through that without the full resources. And I was housebound for a year. And that's where I really nailed in my skill set of what it takes to reverse Crohn's colitis. And about a year after being housebound, I was 180 pounds. I had personally decided from my own case for me that I was going to get off all medications. I got off Entyvio, Ambien, painkillers, antibiotics, prednisone. Prednisone was the hardest, and mesalamine and methotrexate.
Wow. That's incredible.
That was me.
Yeah. You were determined.
I was determined because I never felt like they did anything for me in the first place. And it was also part of my reality. I wanted the reality that I'm a normal person. I refused to be a sick person. And for me, the drugs were just a sign that I'm just a sick person living in fear and I don't have control. I made the stakes high enough that I wanted it. So it's now a desire. Like, I'm going to be a normal. No one's going to take my life. Like, I have so much hope for my life. This is my life.
Right.
And well, that conviction changed my life. Yeah.
That's incredible. And I think you have to have that when you're going through chronic illness, because the mindset is huge. Yeah. But I'm curious, when you were homebound for that year, how did you get back up to 180 pounds? Did you know how to eat a specific way for your body, or what did you do?
First off, there's a lot of conditioning. You know, a lot of healing is very similar to other things in life. You're going to get in great shape. You have to learn and go and try and fail, right? You're even seeking failure and fitness. You have to seek failure and healing too. Where is the roadblock? Where's the brick wall? I had enough training where I understood glyphosate and seed oils, and I understood what was going on with the dairy and the gluten. And so I had gotten rid of that, but that was not enough, meaning I had already done SED and few things like that. So a few things that really helped me, and this changed my life. So I want you guys to write these down, all right? I started looking at what could only help me and not hurt me. So when I was confused and lost, I said, let me start with things that can only help and not hurt. I wanted to build a compound effect. My full-time job was healing. It was not being social and going out and drinking. There was none of that, okay? It was, this is all you do. Because when you get put into a corner where you're fighting for your life, you're going to get there where there's nothing else to focus on. There's nothing else to think about. So first thing I did is I only ate what I cooked. How easy is that? There's all these obvious things that when you can get out of the trauma and the ego of being normal and how normal people are, it's quite obvious. I don't know if I should be vegan or carnivore. I don't know if it's the lectins or the polysaccharides or the oxalates. I don't know if it's the raw food. I'm only going to eat what I cook. And then the second thing is I'm going to journal every day and be the CEO of my health.
So love it.
5 to 10 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes to 10 minutes at night, I journaled everything I ate, how many bowel movements I had. I weighed myself. I checked off the boxes of what I think I should do. Drink good water, do meditation, say prayer and purpose. I did prayer and purpose morning and night.
Love
and that
it.
Was so good for, you know, just the divine and the science and the divine are so connected. It's not even funny. I mean, when you start letting go of pain and anger and letting go of fear and putting your faith into something, it resets your nervous system. It changes the signal in the body. It changes the chemistry, the hormones. So I did it morning and night, and then aromatherapy and Epsom salt bath. Can't hurt me, only help me.
I love that mentality.
Yeah. So when you really decide you're going to heal and you're not just doing it out of fear, like let me get a magic pill or a magic protocol to get back to my life. That was what I was doing for 4 years. Doc, give me the magic pill. Doc, give me the magic, even Naturopath doc, give me the magic diet. I'm going to do it for 3 weeks. Clock's ticking. Let me get back to my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to do it for a short term. It was a sacrifice. It was a sacrifice of 3 weeks to get back to my life. When it wouldn't work, I get angry, I get resentful. And then I'd burn out because I couldn't keep being gluten-free. I'd grown up on crap food. It was very hard. So healing started in the mind. I had to change my mindset with that and the journaling and doing things that could only help me, not hurt me. So I changed my language too. Language is big. I stopped sacrificing and I started investing. Okay. Mm. And what's an investment? Like if you think of saving $100 and not buying the shoes as a sacrifice, it's going to be very hard to keep it up over 20 years and build the wealth you want for financial freedom. So that metaphorically is the same thing in health. You have to see it as an investment. When I was cooking my own food and eating that way, it was an investment in me getting my freedom back. So when I was doing that, I said, this is my freedom.
I love that.
This is going to get me healthy. This is not a cage. When I first tried diets, it was a cage. It was an isolated, no one wants to heal like me. I can't go to restaurants with my friends. I can't eat it out. I'm a sick person. I'm a bubble boy. And that was all sacrifice anger. Then it changed to no, Dane. This is an investment in your freedom and you being the strongest version. And if there's one thought that changed my entire life with this experience from I can't do this, I can't be gluten-free, I could never be this way, to there's no way I cannot do this now. Like you can't get me to go back to the poison. The thing that changed is I realized that becoming the very best version of myself, so I could be the very best Dane to express this life at the highest level, and healing Crohn's and colitis were the exact same thing.
I love it.
Exact same thing. And I said, holy crap. Imagine, Dane, what's the best life you could have? Okay. Are you eating organic? What about looking your best at 60, 50, 40? What about reducing any arthritic pain or heart disease or cancer, the deadly four horsemen, right? The chance of you having the best life, what's the difference between that and what God and life is asking you to do for Crohn's colitis? Nothing.
Wow.
It's the exact same. So I found a new why. This changed my relationship with the action of healing. And that gave me the courage and the strength and the conviction to no longer cut corners, to no longer look at the watch and how long I've been on this diet, to no longer just count and get overwhelmed. It allowed me to see it like even how people see the gym. I'm getting stronger. And stronger. I'm getting faster. I'm getting tougher. It's that same desire, that love, that passion, want to get up and do it. That changed. Before, I was sick down here on a graph, and this was normal. And I just wanted to get back to normal. I just wanted to be my old self. I'm going to sacrifice everything to get back to who I used to be. And I couldn't get there. It was upsetting me. Okay. That's why we always look at old pictures of ourselves. Oh, look how good a shape I was and how healthy I was. I just want to be that person again. When I changed this mindset, I created a hole, dug it right under normal, and built something way bigger, badder, better than I ever was way before. I am Dane 2.0. I am way better than I ever was prior to being sick. And I never want to be that old normal guy because he's not nearly as empowered or strong or as happy as I am today.
Oh, I love everything that you said. I have so many followers and listeners who are healing from all sorts of chronic illnesses or, you know, cancers and depression. I mean, you name it, I've got listeners. Mm-hmm. And that really hit me, what you said, because so many times I talk to people and they're like, it's such a sacrifice to have to live this way to try to heal. And I love your mindset of this is an investment in our health, in our life, and the better version that we can become after this.
Thank you so much. And let me talk to those viewers right now and say that I know it's intangible. I know it's hard. It's not so physical, like take this supplement or cut this food. Those are physical things that we do. But if you don't change your relationship with the paradigm of what is normal, what is happiness, what is success, it's going to continue to weigh on you. Stop the diet and build a lifestyle. Decide what your values and characters are that are going to lead the new version of you. And if there's something that is really not making you happy, address it. What is really not making you happy? Do the therapy work. Why do you really need that food? What is the connection with going out to that place, to that restaurant, and poisoning yourself? You know, and it's not just poison for you; it's poison for everybody. That was another thing, a big change. That change is when the more research I said, this is just poisonous for humans. It's not just because I'm a weak person, a fragile person with a gut made of glass. This is terrible for all of us. It's just their natural immune system and body can handle it for the time being.
Yeah, exactly. Right? For the time being.
Their normal health is holding on for the time being. I really see it like that. People who don't get this, it's a ticking time bomb.
Yeah. And you see it years down the road.
I'm getting older. I'm getting healthier. I'm 37 years old. I'm healthier than I've ever been. Yeah. 18, 20, 24, 28, any of it. And I'm stronger and faster. And I want to give you some hope right now. As you fix the body, and I want to dive into this, getting on the offensive health. A lot of us are stuck on the defense, and that's why it's overwhelming us, and that's why it's so sacrificing. We're just playing defense, dodging punches. We're not throwing our own back. What is your punch? I want to be free. I want to be able to eat what I want. Here's some ones. Here's some offensive goals. Eat whatever you want, when you want, however you want, okay? I want to be completely free to do whatever I want, when I want, all right? And you say, well, that's not possible, Dan, because I'm sick and it's not possible. Here's the thing. I can eat whatever I want. I just don't want to poison myself. I have no interest, and I can look at a food and assess its risk at any place, any restaurant, any time. That's called food philosophy. I don't have a diet. I have a lifestyle that makes me happy and healthy at the same time.
Love
a lot
it.
Of people listening right now, they've got a diet that makes them miserable.
Mm-hmm. They do.
You got to get happy and healthy at the same time. And anyone, just like as yourself with just ingredients, you have learned to get a certain amount of happiness and fulfillment without needing to poison yourself with toxins. And we, unfortunately, have to educate ourselves on what those poisons are for all humans, not just us who've been experiencing this disease. And now you can train, because I can inspire people. People don't have empathy for me anymore. That's another thing. Don't allow people to have empathy for you anymore. Inspire them. Okay. So when I go out and people say, hey, Dan, are you gluten-free because you're a sick person? No, I just don't poison myself. The gluten is poisoned in this country with glyphosate, and it's not properly fermented, and it's causing damage to a lot of people. The research is there. Go check it out. Same thing with the dairy. Oh, it's got MAP bacteria in it. It's processed, and it's got the A1 casein is terrible for you. Well, I have certain gluten, maybe in Greece or Italy. Yeah, I might have some, maybe some milk too. So it's just trained. And then I look around the dinner table and I'm seeing normal people with bloating, gas, acne, anger, chronic fatigue. And I'm over here, no medications, great energy, mental stability, sleeping great, but yet I'm supposed to be the sick one.
Yep. Interesting, huh? I love it.
Right? I hope I'm inspiring you guys that you're going to end up being the person, because you're here now learning. You're going to be the one that's inspiring everyone else, because we got to create a new sense of normal. We got to vote with our dollars at the right restaurants, with the right food, with the right companies.
Yes.
And get involved with them. And we come together. And it's almost like it's a training. We need to create a new reality. We need to take ancient ways and connect them with new technology. And so I hope that makes sense. And I know it's so big and I know it's intangible, but if you can just start there and start asking yourself, why am I not happy? Why do I feel imprisoned? And then make them goals. It's this symptom. It's this food. It's this lack of connection with society. It's how I celebrate on birthdays, New Year's, Halloween, Christmas. Just redial them and talk about them, okay? And find places on where you're going to do that. And then I would say, when you get into healing in that year, your big question of how did I do it, you want to start aggressive and get as specific as possible as quickly as possible. If you come out here, one of the reasons it took so many years is this is my lifestyle before, and I only went like this, a little bit like this.
Made a few changes. What I teach
people to do. Yeah, is in the beginning, I know it's a shock to the system, but you want to go right here. Because the sooner you get rid of all these variables, the sooner you're going to realize what food, what's the pros and cons of certain foods, what's the pros and cons of certain supplements, what's actually happening in the labs when you take away all these inflammatory substances and these stressors. So go here, because some of you will get results so quickly that you can quickly go like that again.
Yeah, interesting. So
this metaphor also really helped me with understanding the journey of healing. Okay, so I'm going to use a metaphor that was, let's say, a torn ACL or a bad knee. If you hurt your knee, you should not be running, right?
Right.
You should not run. You hurt you, okay? But generically, the world says running's good for you. Same thing with food.
That's a good analogy.
If you've got a bad gut, it's not that the kale or the salad or the beans or the grains that you're reacting to that, you know, the registered dietitian's telling you is good. It's not good for you in this moment because of your injured gut. You have low digestion. You have small intestine bacterial overgrowth. You have a weakened gut lining. You have a weakened mucosal membrane. Your cytokines are way too reactive, causing inflammation. It's a vicious cycle. You probably have parasites or other viruses going on in there. You have H. pylori causing ulcers and low stomach acid. Your liver's probably overwhelmed. You're probably not creating enough bioproduction. You probably can't even break down fats properly.
Yep.
And that means you're not getting enough hormones. You're also not getting absorbed vitamin A, D, K, E, all your fat solubles. You're not getting enough cholesterol. You can't make enough estrogen, testosterone. And it's a vicious cycle.
It is a vicious cycle.
Right? So I just said so much to you right there, but that's what the root issues are. I mean, when we say Crohn's, colitis, IBS, that just means you have something no one understands.
That's discouraging. Do you not think in 2024, doctors understand a little bit more about Crohn's and IBS and things like that?
Well, let's ask the question. So, hey, doctor, what do I have? You have inflammatory bowel disease. Well, what is that? We don't know. Well, what causes it? We don't know. Well, what is it? It's chronic inflammation in the bowel and we don't know what causes it. Here's some steroids, biologics, or antibiotics. See you later.
That is so bad. We know it's foods and stressors and things like that contributing to this.
And some doctors are opening up to that they are stressors, but a lot, especially in just the modern conventional realm, it's still not there. I have clients coming to me all the time telling me my doctor says this is incurable and food has nothing to do with it. Environmental issues have nothing to do with it. Really, what we're hearing is IBD equals IDK.
Jeez.
It's sad, right?
It is sad. It's really sad.
Yeah. And just even you've found so many holes in it, right?
Oh, I have. With depression and anxiety, that was my route I went. And there's lots of holes. I do know that.
Yeah. And so, but you're considered Wild West still.
Yeah.
We all are. And we're like, look, we're having real open conversations. There's no propaganda here. This is just, I'm feeling better. You're feeling better. There's something real here going on with the environment, the food, the water, the air, right? The 5G network. I mean, there's something real here. And how did I get so good? How did you get so good? And so there's something real. And God bless the doctors. It's not their job. They're emergency care physicians. They didn't go to school for this. And this is all new stuff coming out. I mean, if you talk to Dr. Zach Bush, shout out to Zach Bush, about how glyphosate started entering our country, it really didn't start getting sprayed till 1989.
Yep.
It's a new phenomenon, and the amount of people diagnosed with IBD in the United States was around 1 million in the year 2000 and went 2 million, 3 million plus in the year 2020. It's
crazy.
It's an epidemic. We're seeing 2 to 3x the amount of people being diagnosed. And those are the people who are willing to go to the doctor and even get diagnosed.
Yeah.
I mean, IBS, we're considering maybe 20, 30% of America is dealing with some form of IBS. IBS constipation, IBS diarrhea, and other food sensitivities. Allergies are at an all-time high. You talk to someone like, in 60s and talk about food allergies when they were 10, 12 years old, there were none.
I know.
Now every kid. So there's something going on in our environment and that's what we learn. And it's not an easy puzzle to fix, guys. It is hard and you're right in that. And you have to create balance in that because this is very difficult, but there is more and more we can learn. Let's keep diving into what I learned. I'd love to tell you what I found.
Yeah, I would love to. And I was going to say it's difficult, but doable. And
yes, it's doable.
You get to take control of a lot of your health. And so it's doable for you to do.
I'm sure when you were sick and suffering and I was sick and suffering, we didn't have these kind of podcasts. We didn't have these programs. We didn't have the internet like this.
We didn't have Google. At least I didn't, because mine was 17, 18 years ago. So people will ask me all the time, why didn't you just like Google things? And I was like, it wasn't what it is today.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm younger and I did have Google and things like that. But the biggest thing I had was Jordan Rubin's book, The Maker's Diet and Patient Heal Thyself and a few other books that I was just underlying every sentence they said because it was my only string of hope.
Right.
And another thing I noticed that was hard was my naturopath doctors, none of them specialized in Crohn's colitis. They were so good at all disease, but they didn't specialize in any.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had never seen a case as severe as mine. They didn't have any testimonies of reversing someone like me. So I couldn't meet someone. The time I was suffering, I had never met someone who had Crohn's colitis who got out of it. The only person was Jordan Rubin, or I think Elaine Gottschall, her family had some great, but I didn't know them. These were like celebrities of IBD in a book.
Right.
Right. So what am I going to do with that? And so that's what really got me here today is I wanted to give everyone what I needed when I was chronically sick and make it more accessible and make sure you don't have to take years learning this. I mean, I've been doing this for 10 or 12 years now.
Yeah.
It took years of failure.
Let's take a quick break to hear from our show sponsor. It's your lucky day. On March 6th, we are releasing new Lucky Mint protein, chai protein powder, and flavorful bone broths. I formulated these bone broths with all of the benefits and none of the junk or artificial things. These broths are rich in collagen, amino acids, real food, herbs, and they have no natural flavors, added sugar, or MSG, plus they taste amazing. These new products, along with other gold favorites like our liquid gold face serum, will be 17% off from March 6th through the 8th. We are also giving you 1.7 times reward points on every order. Go to justingredients.us to get your hands on a Just Ingredients pot of gold. And follow along on Instagram to see other ways that you can get lucky. Once again, our lucky sale is March 6th, 7th, and 8th online at justingredients.us. Now back to the show. So let's delve into your healing, if that's okay, yes. Because I know listeners are going to say, okay, I get it's the mindset. I'm going to switch my mindset for healing and it's an investment. And they're going to say, but what did you find out about food? What food was helpful to you? What was the food you could eat?
Let's go into food and let's also talk about root issues I found. Number one, I had massive amounts of H. pylori and it was affecting my stomach acid, which is why I was seeing tons of undigested food in the stool. So I would see any most vegetables or any kind of salad, any kind of vegetable I would see undigested would come out. So more than H. pylori was one of my main issues. I also found massive amounts of candida. So when I got into functional medicine, I started doing lab work. I found like 4 or 5 times normal threshold of candida in my stool test. No one at the hospitals ever checked.
Wow.
Oh, it still makes me angry. Four, five, 6 years. And I do one $300 test at home with a functional doctor, a quantitative PCR stool analysis. I found tons of H. pylori. I found massive amounts of candida. I had a doctor, and then Dr. Armin in Germany, who I now use to do my viral load testing, confirmed the cytomegalovirus, okay, in mine. And by the way, about 50 to 60% of my clients, especially with ulcerative clients or ulcerative colitis, we found active viruses. Active viruses we believe are causing inflammation to the colon, the bleeding, the severe reactions, especially if you got the flu or COVID or you get shingles or cold sores and you're getting severe bleeding colon. I bet you there's a virus there. Come talk, come look. Okay.
Good to know.
All right. I had candida. I had H. pylori. I also had massive parasites when I did a parasite cleanse, serious problems going on there. And my microbiome was so off, SIBO. Almost anyone with IBS, IBD has some sort of bacteria overgrowth. SIBO isn't really more of a diagnosis, more than just an imbalance. So almost all of us have that imbalance and it was clogging my liver. I was covered in cystic acne. So anyone out there who's got a lot of skin issues, you got to look at the liver and you got to reset the microbiome. Okay. Yep. And you got rid of the leaky gut. You do those. It's an internal problem. I could run a Neutrogena commercial with how many people's skin I've cleared.
Yeah, okay? I'm sure. I'm sure.
It is an internal problem. So like liver. So there's core issues. You got to fix the digestion. You got to rebalance the microbiome. You got to fix the mucosal membrane and the epithelial cell wall. That will also, in conjunction, all three of those things will also help calm down the cytokine reactions that's happening with the immune system, which is right behind the mucosal membrane, right? The dendritic cells and the T cells are right there behind the mucosal membrane. So when it's damaged, that's where you get the firing of the immune system.
We're going to tell people that is healing the gut wall lining and reducing inflammation, basically, for those that might be a little confused.
One of the biggest core issues, we had one woman who's a nurse, been doing natural medicine for 15 years, severe ulcerative colitis, couldn't get rid of it. Her problem was she never looked at her drainage pathways. So her lymphatic system and her liver and her gallbladder were completely clogged. And as we started clogging them, she started having better evacuation. Another core problem is I would have 20 bowel movements a day because my body couldn't evacuate. My colon could not evacuate what it was trying to get rid of. It was a vicious cycle. So you have to build a system to be able to get proper evacuation. Things like binders and mucosal healers, you know, like slippery elm and marshmallow root, and deglycerized licorice root, and aloe vera, maybe even glutamine might be even helpful in there, mucin. And there's so many things you can do. So you have to build a customized plan based on what's actually happening. So when I see IBD, I first look at these things. When I sit with you with IBS, IBD, any gut health issues, and by the way, gut health problems are connected with every disease. Personally, I don't know, and I'm speculating, but if I see anyone with an autoimmune disease, I think I could be very helpful because once I treat the gut, that will help systemic problems. Mm-hmm. Yep. So look at the gut, guys. If you're not relating with IBD, still look at the gut and listen to what I'm saying. I'm going to look for signs that you have low digestion. Bloating, gas, cramping, those are signs of SIBO, and that's also a sign of poor digestion and usually a sign of the liver gallbladder being backed up, being a huge problem, drainage pathways not being opened up. So that's what I'm going to treat. Immediately, I'm going to go there. With the colon, as I said, I'm going to look at the two root issues I see big time with the colon is virus and candida, some form of fungus or mold. And mold and parasites will back up your liver like none other. Those things are like cloggers
in the
pipeline.
Yep.
So, and you got to find them. And I've found them thousands of times. So those are things I'm constantly looking at as root issues. And you can do lab work now, but if you're on a budget, you can start running a plan right now where you start building a plan that kind of treats everything. And then if you start getting better, then you can do lab work after that if you're on a budget. So if you're on a budget, I want you to invest in two things. I want you to invest in training, okay? Consulting, training, getting self-empowered, a customized plan, preferably not a generic plan. And two is the supplements, herbs, or alternative therapies to actually help the rubber hit the road. What's going to move it? Lab work is great, but it's great for a North Star, but it's very expensive for people on a budget and it doesn't solve the problem. So a lot of times if someone's on a real budget, we'll just do some really simple, basic things, generic things that are only good for you, can't hurt, defensive strategies that might help you get a lot better and also give us a better North Star on what's actually still there. Because when you're really sick, the labs are going to look like Christmas lights. It's just going to be everywhere. So food, right? That was the next one.
Yep. Well, and I was just going to ask you though, because I know people are going to say, well, what are some of those basics that I can do?
Perfect. Love it. So here's the labs I want you to start with. I want you, if you're dealing with any GI issue, I want you to start with some form of a quantitative PCR stool analysis. I like to use GI Map. Another good one is GI 360, which has some benefits and pros and cons. GI 360, Genova's got a good one. The Gut Zoomer by Vibrant America. You can look at those. You're going to need a licensed physician or some kind of company to order it for you. We can order lab work at wholesale cost for any of our clients. That's a perk. We never make a dollar off it. We can do it in Dubai, Canada, Australia, Europe, obviously America. So we can get you that. And we never make a dime on it. I have no interest in making money on labs. We do hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in labs. We just want you to have access. Get access to labs. It's a huge value.
Okay. But when you were saying if you don't have the budget to do labs and you just have a basic plan to start, is that just the foods that they're going to eat, different lifestyle factors? What is that?
There's a lot of people out there who are really on a budget right now. And I totally get that because I was on a budget. And I have to say this, when you don't have resources, you have to be resourceful. And so when you're in a place of resourceful, when I got chronically sick, I had $4,000 to my name.
Yeah. You know, when I dealt with depression, we were unemployed and had nothing. So I get it.
Yeah. And so I had to be resourceful. So things that I did to be resourceful is a lot of times an elimination diet is free. The first thing you can do to start calming things down is get rid of things that are bad for you. You just got to get happy doing it. So I got my happiness from being able to walk and not poop my pants. That was worth more to me than the bagels, okay?
Right.
So I started giving and journaling and listening to positive music. So I found ways to balance my spirit. The food is an emotional problem. So I would wake up, I would open the curtains, let that sun in, and I'd play that Bob Marley. I wanna love you. And then I would make my own food in my robe. I'd open the door and I was taking care of about 100 to 200 plants. As a 24-year-old man, I don't know many guys doing that, right? I had tomatoes and cucumbers and strawberries and different type of plants that I was growing because it dawned on me that try to watch a plant grow in one day is impossible, but over a month you'd be surprised on how much a plant can grow, much like myself. Yep. So my healing was happening at a very similar pace as the plants. Oh, look, there's new leaves. Oh, that's sprouting. My soil's working. The sun's working. The temperature's right. It's just like my health. Oh, look, when I was journaling, I was able to, you got to get happy with this. I was able to celebrate the fact that maybe I wasn't having only 3 bowel movements or 2 bowel movements fully formed, but I was down to 6 bowel movements with only a 2 out of 10 blood instead of a 10 out of 10 blood at 20. Mm-hmm. That's 70% better, baby. Let's go. What are we celebrating?
I love it.
I found a reason to celebrate. Play that music. Call your friends. Another thing I realized when I was chronically sick, on my deathbed, if you gave me $1 trillion, the things that I value the most are my relationships and being there for my family. I still had my heart. I had my mind. I had my language. I had my spirit. I could call my friends and make their day better. I could call my mom and make her day better and help her worry less. I could listen to that music. I could say hi to a friend. I could help a person cross the street. You know?
Yeah.
I check my ego.
Yeah. I love it. There's more to it than just, you know, the negativity and things like that. I love that you were trying to be positive and had that great mindset. And so, you have to. So I know I cut you off about the food because I know people are going to be like, what could you eat?
Okay. And perfect, guys. And so this is what I ask. I plead everyone to get is stop looking at it as a magic protocol and a one size fit all. It is a trash idea that everyone eats the same or does the same things. The root issues are different. We're responding different genetically. We need to customize our plan. I want you right now to listen to everyone with an open mind and cherry pick what works for you. That is what got me the results with the food. I did the vegan diet, did not work for me. I did the fruitarian diet where I ate 500 bananas a day. It's a more of a famous diet in Crohn's colitis. It did not work. It did have some help, but didn't work fully. Then I looked at what Gundry was talking about later on. There were some things that really helped with what he said, but it didn't work fully for me. I did the carnivore diet and paleo. That was the most helpful for me. And generically, with working with 2,000-3,000 people diagnosed with IBD, what we've seen generically work the best is meats, okay? And the reason is because the plants are so valuable. You got to stop saying one's great and one's terrible. They're both useful. Mm-hmm. They both are like tools in your toolkit. So customize your plan and cherry pick from everything. So when I built a plan that worked, I had cherry picked from vegan, elemental diet, liquid diet, the carnivore diet, AIP, SED, paleo diet, and I had customized a plan for me. And I was able to cherry pick and understand the variables because I was journaling every day. So I would try something I read from a really predominant, amazing doctor or book, and then I would try it for a little bit and then test it and then understand the variable changes and then say, what can I use from this? So when I actually got wonderful results, I had a semi-elemental diet. So I was doing liquid meals morning and night. Okay. And that's, if you're really sick, that might be really useful because you have to understand what you need from food. You need food to not give you an inflammatory response. That's the number one goal of food. And number two is you need to increase nutrient absorption. That's it. Those are the two biggest things you need from food. Not every diet and every other argument and what science is saying doesn't matter beyond those doing those two things. Now, I know people who eat meat and they have a histamine reaction. They can't break down fats. They're intolerant to red meat and the iron because it just hurts them and they freak out. I had one client, any type of red meat, he would go, any type of meat at all, fish, chicken, he would spiral. He had to be vegan. And I have a lot of people who have too much plants and it spirals and it causes a lot of problems. So customize. That's the number one thing. The second thing is you have to understand food philosophy. So eliminate inflammatory response. The goal of food is to eliminate inflammatory response and increase nutrient absorption. The cardinal rule of food philosophy is the manner at which it's prepared. It is not whether the big argument of it's this meat or it's this plant or it's this or it's that. It's not whether a food is good or bad. The number one cardinal rule of healing with food is the manner at which it's prepared. You can have a perfect piece of organic local chicken, and if it is prepared properly, that is going to cause way more of an inflammatory response than a piece of conventional chicken that is cooked properly in a broth or soup, okay? So it's how it's prepared. You can butcher good food, and restaurants do it all the time. They'll take an organic piece of chicken and cook it in canola oil.
Yep.
And they'll cook it in 5 minutes on high temperatures, which causes more trans fats and causes more inflammation. It's ridiculous. I first realized this at a hibachi grill. I was doing a paleo diet, right? And I said, know this, know that, know that. But he had cooked my chicken in canola oil. That's what they're making the fire with.
Yep.
And I got so much pain and bleeding and cramping afterwards. And I said, what is it? I was perfectly paleo. And I racked my brain over what I did wrong. Why did I have such a reaction to this restaurant food? Are these restaurants cooking alien chicken? What's going on? It's the oil.
Yep.
It's the stupid oil.
It's the oil all the time. All the time when we eat out. That's the problem.
So don't get so angry or guilty about whether you eat this, that, and the other. And the next thing I want to say is about food is a measurement of success. We have to stop demonizing food. It is just driving all of our food fear even worse. It's causing the PTSD of being sick and having food feel even worse because we're hearing all these people, all these carnivore people saying plants are so terrible. And then we're hearing plant people say meat's going to give you colon cancer.
Yeah.
And it's like, my gosh, we got to stop demonizing food. It's the manner at which it's prepared. And so here's the goal for me, and maybe it'll work for you. My goal was to be normal again and be self-empowered, okay? A normal person can eat any food from the earth that's properly prepared. Agreed?
Yeah, that's a big statement.
It is a big one. But a normal person can eat grains, vegetables, fruits, meats,
A normal person. Okay, I'll agree with that then. Things.
Okay, you agree, right? Organic, properly prepared. A normal person won't have fear and should be able to handle these things without it, unless there's an allergy of some sort or something like that, right?
Right.
But that's what we consider healthy, right? The trauma is we can't eat these foods. But all of us are saying, I wish I could eat these foods, but I have this disease, I have this problem, I have that, right?
Yep.
And to this day, I still tolerate certain foods better, but it's still an idea of getting our power back and getting back to normal. So that's where I said, okay, I can't handle salads without undigested food, cramping, pain. I can't handle those fibers. Okay. I even had problems with red meat. I can't handle grains. The polysaccharides were way too right. Elaine Gottschall was right about the polysaccharides. They were messing up my bowels. Oatmeal and brown rice and quinoa and millet. I had a hard time with them for a long time, which is why I predominantly state AIP or paleo. So what you're going to do with food is find a philosophy that works for you, use it defensively, and then from there, you can start to add in foods as a measurement of success. It's a way of saying, I can, that's going to build emotional freedom. That's going to build more variety, meaning plants, a lot of us have trouble with plants. They have polyphenols, they have fiber and prebiotics and things that help the microbiome diversity. So when I started this, when I was chronically sick, a sip of water would give me blood, bowel movements. If I drank water, I needed to be close to a restroom. Now, my digestion's so strong, my microbiome is so strong, I can tolerate all sorts of food without a reaction. But I've dedicated my life to this. Mm-hmm. And if I keep it up, my body will start reacting. Yes, but I can celebrate. I don't cheat. I don't believe in cheat meals. We celebrate, okay? I can celebrate with all sorts of things and I won't have a major reaction. My gut has gotten so strong that if I wanted to, a one-time off, go have a beer, the poisoned beer, poisonous pizza, and ice cream, I would be okay. I would have 1 to 2 bowel movements the next day. I would not have any kind of calprotectin increase. I wouldn't get mucus. I wouldn't get blood. I wouldn't get undigested food. So I've built my shield. That's why I call the program Shield. So I can handle that just like you could when you were a kid. And you get older, you can't handle it, right?
Well, the key is you're not eating that every day.
Absolutely. And the reason why I say I can eat what I want is I've gotten rid of the trauma that I even desire to poison myself.
Right. So you're eating the nourishing foods for your body on a daily basis and then celebrating every once in a while.
Every once in a while. And honestly, the celebrations are getting less and less because I don't desire to feel bad or poison myself. I want to feel great. And I want something that tastes good and makes me good at the same time. It's just all humans will get to that point of desire. But I'm also not going to live in that trauma of being I'm a sick person or I'm weak or have the food fear. So you have to just decide. I'm not telling you, I know a lot of people this is throwing them. I'm saying this is over time you're having these conversations. This is not something very quick, okay? This is something over time that you ask yourself, do you want to test your ability to handle a X, Y, or Z food? Yes or no? If no, and you're fine, then that's great. But I'm telling you, there is an option where you can build it as a measurement of success. You can strengthen your body to the point that you can handle something that might be poisonous for you. But in the beginning, I want you to reduce how much you're eating to reduce the variables, the least amount of variables. A lot of us do well with meat. The number one cardinal rule is how it's prepared. You need to be, if you're really sick, only eat what you cook and then study how you do with those foods. If you want to try something that's out of the norm, make it yourself. Make it with the right ingredients. Do it from scratch. Like the bakery, most of us want bread and brownies and cookies. Okay, if you want those, get your gut ready and then make it from scratch at home and test it. And when you test it and you're doing a celebration meal, because we don't cheat, we only celebrate. When you're celebrating, I want you to actually be celebrating. I want that dopamine going off. I want that laughter going off. I want the parasympathetic nervous system engaged. I want you surrounded by community. So that's the cardinal rule. You cannot celebrate without celebrating.
I love it. But when you are making from scratch, you still have to choose nourishing ingredients because you could make that bread with the canola oil or you could make it with, avocado oil. That's a better choice.
And that's why I'm so glad they know you. Because just ingredients, guys, this is where you want to go is continue to learn. And I'll tell you, I always work with companies that are family-owned, mission-driven. They do something very good. They're specific on what they do, whether it's a supplement company. A lot of times, if you work with a company that makes everything under the sun, they're a jack of all trades that makes B-level stuff. You want companies that make the best oil or make the best flour or nuts and seeds. So for instance, I get all of my nuts and seeds from livingnuts.com, N-U-T-Z. And I have no affiliate with them or commission on that. I just love the company. They're family owned. Everything is pre-sprouted and all of their butters are stone grounded. So It's the highest quality nut butter and nuts you could possibly get that's going to reduce any chance of having a reaction through the sprouting process. And I get my bread from a local lady at my church, Zuki Bread. It's here in Laguna Beach. It's not really good to get around the country, but Z-U-K-K-E-E. It's fermented with probiotics. It's yeast free and gluten free, and it's made with about 5 ingredients.
Love it.
So it's about how you add foods in as a measurement of success. Are you understanding to take what I'm saying with a grain of salt? It's a chess match. It's chess, not checkers. So And same thing when because my gut's gotten so strong. I only want a vacation to places. Like when I was in Hawaii, we went to a restaurant that had organic food. We like to go to islands and countries that have local farms and organic food. We feel better. My taste buds yearn for it. I don't need poisonous food. And that's the change. When I was young, I was addicted like crack cocaine to these alien substances. Now my palate doesn't yearn for it at all. And same with my kids or my wife. There's not a piece of gluten or processed food in my house, but I can eat what I want.
Right.
See the paradigm shift? I've completely changed what's normal.
Yep.
I have no desire. And you're not gonna inspire me to eat crap food because I'm happier and healthier than you.
Same.
Write this down, guys. No one can inspire you unless they're happier and healthier than you.
Oh, there you go.
It's not money, it's not fame, it's not looks, it's not idolization. If they're not happier and they're not healthier, you just need to nod your head a bit. Like, just let it go.
I love it.
You listen, and the moment you get happier and healthier than everyone, you're gonna inspire everyone else who thinks they're normal to be more like you. Not more like them. We got to change the roles here. You inspire them. They don't inspire you. No longer allow people to have empathy for the way you live because your character and your values will create more freedom for you and your kids. Okay. And I've got two sons now. My son is 4 weeks old.
Congrats.
3-year-old knows what junk. Thank you. Thank you. And I know I'm going a mile a minute. I just want to give so much to you guys. And I know this is an hour-long conversation with 12 years of learning and studying, and it's trying to condense it all into one place. And we've got to change the paradigm of what's normal. We've got to start off with things that can't hurt us and can only help us. We've got to get happy and healthy at the same time. I was always miserable trying to be healthy. And then when I was being unhealthy, I was happy. Being drinking and going out till 2 a.m, eating crap food, going to terrible restaurants and eating because my friends were there. So we just got to realize that's what we're trying to change. And it takes time. But if we're willing to condition it, much like we condition our muscles or our ability to run or our ability to be in a healthy marriage or be parents, it's much the same. Every day it'll get easier and better. And then you'll find friends who connect with you. And all of a sudden, when you're sitting at a table with 10 people all eating organic, clean food, properly prepared, you're going to say, this is such a better life. Mm-hmm. Than I ever had before. And I thank God that I stood my ground and I went towards this, and I will stand ground for you. I for the rest of my life, I know who I am. I know what I stand for. I know what kind of restaurants I want to be around. I know what kind of people I want to be around. I know what kind of values I want to share with people. And you cannot for the life of you to get me to change my mind. And if you want to come this way, I'll be there.
I love that. I could say the exact same thing because you and I have both been to the terrible darkness and the illness and all of that. And that's why I started my page, and it's why you started what you do, is because we've now see the healthy and the happy and the energy and the things that we have. And we just want to share that with others. We want to tell them it's possible. We see too many that just suffering, and I just want to help them all.
If I could say one more thing, I want to put a button on it, is when you take action, the next big problem I'm seeing that I want to say today that people are doing in the art of healing, because it's an art form, it's hard, is doing things that are good, but they're not specific towards what you need. Meaning here, what are the core issues? I want you to write down right now, what are the two to three things that you want to change? Is it a symptom? Is it an experience with food? And then say, this is what I need. This is the number one thing I want to change. And then look at what you're doing on a daily basis and say, how does what I'm doing on a daily basis directly attack that problem? A lot of times people are taking 50 supplements and doing 50 things because they heard they're generically good, mm-hmm. but they're not specific to get ROI for that thing. And that thing is your freedom. And that thing is that excitement. And that thing is going to make you want to do this. If you fix that thing, you're going to be so much more open to living this life. So get very specific. What is the ROI? What are you doing, and how does it give you that one, two, or three things? And get rid of the other stuff for now and just focus on compounding what's going to get you the result.
I love that, because it can get too overwhelming if you're trying to do everything. And that is one little problem with my pages. I'm trying to help people with all different issues. So I'm, you know, talking about adrenals one day, and then I'm talking about vitamin D one day, and then magnesium one day with stress. And so people start thinking they need to take everything. And I'm like, no, I'm just trying to help a variety of people and see that there's lots of different options out there. So it can be overwhelming. So that's why you need to fine tune it to what your body needs and what your body is craving and asking for.
Yeah. And that's where we need training. And that's why we only work with Crohn's and colitis. That's our niche. And so we see 100 to 120 clients a week around the world. All Crohn's and colitis. What's this result? What's this result? What's worked for them? What's their root cause? And then we share it in a free governing community. Everyone can talk to each other. Hey, this worked for me. This worked for my child. I've had Crohn's for 40 years. I'm trying to come off biologics if someone chooses. And so that's the power of it. But
I love it.
You do is immensely, immensely powerful. And thank you for what you're doing, because it's a huge task, but it's changing lives around the world.
Well, thank you for what you're doing. And in fact, tell people where they can find you, because I know many are going to want to share this episode, you know, with those that are ill, things like that. So tell them where they can find you to get help.
So if you are dealing with IBD or IBS and you're not sure what to do, we do work with some IBS. It's Crohn's Colitis Lifestyle.com. Please click the link in the show notes below so we know where you came from. And you can also see us on Instagram, Crohn's Colitis_lifestyle, or me personally, DaneJohnson1 on Instagram. And we also have a YouTube, youtube.com/Crohn's Colitis Lifestyle. You'll see tons of testimonies. We usually post once a week a testimony of someone fully reversing their symptoms of Crohn's colitis, which is incredible. We have hundreds and hundreds. And we have a lot coming out. We have this SHIELD program where you'll get a private coach. You'll get a hybrid program that will teach you and train you how to build your own customized solution. You'll get access to a non-governing community where everyone can talk to each other. Everyone's doing their own plan and sharing it and learning. And then you have access to labs and live trainings with me and some of the licensed physicians on staff. We have do trainings every week. Basically, have been building what I needed when I was chronically sick. And the two things I'm going to say, guys, if you're going to get in a program, build trust and integrity with whoever you're going to work with. Those are the two things you need. Get a customized solution. It's not one size fit all. And get around a community of people who want to get the same thing as you. If I'm in a cage, I want to be in a cage with 1,000 people. I don't want to be in a cage by myself. And then 1,000 of us can work on getting out. And that's what we're really doing, is it's all customized. It's solution oriented. You have a lifetime membership. I do lives every week, complimentary to our community forever, plus Dr. Chow and Dr. K. And then we have Rachel Turner, our EFT, EMDR hypnosis specialist, do weekly lives for free. You can also get with her one-on-one. So we're just saying, what do people needed? What did I need when I was chronically sick? And that's what we're building. That's called the SHIELD program. And if you're on a budget, also, you can click the link below. We do have a subscription model that's as cheap as a cell phone bill per month to start getting the training on it, and training on IBD, and start learning what you can do and why. And that's our first shot at trying to make something truly scalable, because right now there's about 8 million people around the world suffering with Crohn's colitis, at least.
Wow.
And IBS is a massive, massive number. And we want to help, but yeah. Please click the link in the below so we know where you came from, and we can get you some bonuses and gifts to come along and make sure we do.
Well, it's incredible everything that you provide and are doing to help people. But let me ask you one question, because I know I'll get this question. Do you only help those that have been like given the diagnosis of Crohn's or IBS, or what if they think they have something or they've got digestive issues? Can they still come to you?
Yes, they can. And here's the thing, is it's all about, again, integrity and trust for us. If you're coming and you say, like, well, I had one client I worked personally with years ago, and no one could figure out what was wrong with him, but he was massively underweight, tons of bowel movements, tons of urgency, acne, and he never got a diagnosis. We got rid of 90% of those symptoms without the diagnosis.
Okay.
The diagnosis just lets us know what we're working with. But if you feel we're right for you and you're dealing with severe gut health issues, we'll listen to the case, but we just need to feel that this is a good fit. Because we are talking about one-on-one support and coaching, and that's what we specialize in. We want to make sure it's in the right place. There's certain things that we're not going to be best for. Thyroid issues and adrenal issues, and we know a little bit of that, but that's not our specialty. So make sure it's something in that realm. It's any form of IBD, we work with tons of microscopic colitis, lymphocytic colitis, pancolitis, Crohn's colitis, IBS, you know, constipation, diarrhea, strictures, fistulas. We have worked with a lot of children. It's very difficult if you're a mother or father listening. For all my moms and dads, you have to be the answer for your kids. We're going to be training you. We'll be working with you. And it's very difficult to work with a kid. We have worked with ones. I've worked worked with as young as 3 years old successfully. Oh. And a six-year-old very successfully. And eight-year-old. But it's very, very difficult. And we do have limited spots in the private coaching. My program is not scalable. I wanted to build something that's number one, impactful. This is not something to make $1 zillion. This is something to get impact. I will not trade money for impact.
Right.
People should know that.
Right.
My family,
same.
I was this family. So yeah. It's about impact. And then we want to build something that's more scalable. But again, we have so much going on. All of this, I know you have a lot of questions out there. Build trust and integrity. If I can be the answer for a person that can help coach and work with you and lead you, I will do everything in my power to get you massive success, but make sure you have that trust and integrity with whoever you work with.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And thank you so much for being here today. I have learned a lot from you. I've been thinking, wow, I need to just phrase things differently and teach, you know, things with a different mindset and teach more about mindset and how important that is in healing. Because if you don't have the correct mindset, the healing is really hard to do. So thank you so much for everything that you've said today. I know this will be life-changing for some people. And I always end my episodes by asking my guests what they have found to be the best ingredient in life. And I'm really curious to know what you would say yours is.
Right now, I would say presence. To be here, as Eckhart Tolle says, to be here, not stuck in the worry in the future and the past, to live in this moment and let yourself feel this moment and see that sun, see that grass and breathe that air and enjoy your loved ones because they're here with you now. It's present.
I love that so much. Oh my goodness. I needed that today too, because I woke up worrying about something that just happened in the past and then got up and started going and started worrying about things going on later on today. And I needed to just sit and be grateful for the present. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you so much, guys. God bless. You can do it. I know it's hard. It's very difficult, but get on that road and you will find great success and you can pay it forward for the rest of the world, because we all need to do this and grow. And thank you for listening. God bless. I hope this was helpful for you. I'll be here if you need. And if there's ever any other conversations, if we ever want to come on and jump on different topics, I'm more than happy to share whatever I can do to help.
Thank you so much, Dane. In fact, we'll have to have you on again, because I didn't even get to like a tenth of the questions that I was going to ask you. So we'll have to do a part two sometime. But again, thank you so much for being here. I know God saved your life to help all these other people. And so I love that you've taken your darkness and turned it into light and hope and positivity for others. So thank you again for being here. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to subscribe to the Just Ingredients podcast to learn more about your health and good ingredients to life. Plus, get daily tips at just.ingredients on Instagram.